And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. We hope you are having a great day. Currently 29 degrees outside, a high of about 61 for today. And joining us in the studio, as they do every Monday and Friday, we have Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance this morning. And gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing?
Kyle, it's beautiful, sunshiny day out there. And you know what I did this morning? I wish my wife happy Valentine's
Day.
There
we go.
And that always makes for a better start of the day.
Yes.
And the scripture verse goes along with that. It says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not praise itself, is not puffed up. That's 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love suffers long, love and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not praise itself. Is not puffed up. 1 Corinthians 13:4. So happy Valentine's Day to all of our friends and listeners in Radio Land this morning.
Absolutely. So, and I already texted my girlfriend this morning. We're having dinner tonight. So, looking forward to tonight. Well, guys, before we get started today, obviously, you guys are now open. So, you guys are taking calls at your office at 620-331-8800. That's 620-331-8800. Give the office a call right now. They can help with questions if you have any of that. Be sure to call their offices again. One more time, 620-331-8800. And Charles, what are we talking about this morning here for segment one of today's program?
Good morning, Kyle. It's a beautiful day. So I want to talk to our listeners that are going to be new to Medicare coming up. And you could be new to Medicare at least three different ways. Maybe you're turning 65. That's the most common way. The other way is you've been on disability for 24 months and you are now ready to go on Medicare, or you're leaving employer coverage. Maybe you're over 65, but you're leaving employer coverage and you're going to Medicare as your primary coverage. So to decide if you need to go on Medicare, whether you're working or your spouse is working, that's a discussion for a different day. And if you need help with that decision, I would encourage you to call our office and we can help you decide and look at your situation to see if you need to go on Medicare yet. But let's pretend, I want to assume that this person is ready to go on Medicare. And the first job that they need to do is to get on Part A and Part B. And sometimes this happens automatically.
Now, what is Part A, Charlie?
Well, Part A is the part of Medicare that covers hospital, hospice. It covers the building, the room and board. And Part B is what goes on inside the room. So it covers doctors, labs, MRIs, CAT scans, stuff like that. So think of it as Part A is the building. Part B is what happens inside the building.
Right. And that's what's on that red, white, and blue card.
That's right.
That's what's on the red, white, and blue card that people get from its government health care.
Now, that red, white, and blue card might not automatically show up. There's many times where it will show up. If you've been on disability for 24 months, there's a good likely chance that it's going to show up in your mailbox. When you're turning 65, it may or may not automatically show up.
It don't seem like that there's a rhyme or reason to how that works.
Yeah.
Are you surprised?
No. We're working with the government. Sometimes it shows up automatically and sometimes it doesn't. So the easy way is just to, we can help you confirm that you're enrolled. And if you're not, we can help you get enrolled.
Right.
And whether that's coming from your workplace or whether you're turning 65 or new to Medicare through disability. So that's the first thing. You need to get it on Part A and Part B.
Now, Charlie, what's the cost for that? Now, I understand that if you work so many quarters, that Part A is paid for.
That's right.
Is it 40 quarters? So that's like right. 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've worked 10 years and paid into Medicare.
Or your spouse has worked 10 years.
Right.
Maybe
right.
You haven't, but your spouse has.
Right.
You will be qualified for Part A at no cost.
So what about Part B, though? Isn't there a cost there?
That's right. There is. It is $170.10 for most people. Now, there's certain low-income categories that do not have to pay for Part B, but we'd have to see if you qualify for that. And there's certain higher income categories that will pay a much higher cost for Part B. But for most of our clients, it's $170.10.
Right. $170, 10 cents a month.
That's right.
Now, Charles, if they're getting a Social Security check, that's going to come out of that Social Security check, $170.10.
That's correct. It will come out automatically, and it has to be paid that way. You don't have an option if you're receiving Social Security. It has to be paid through your Social Security check. If you're not
getting a Social Security check,
right, you can get you'll get a quarterly bill,
right,
which you can pay, and so that's important to know as well.
Now, Charles, we can help. I'm sorry to interrupt
but we
can help people to know if there's help for them getting their Part B paid for because of their income and their resources. We can help explore that with them.
That's right. That's right. So if you're not sure whether you qualify for that or not, I would encourage you to call our office, 620-331-8800, and we can at least see if you can qualify for that, because that can be a real help. $170 a month is a significant amount for somebody with a lower income, and we can work to see if you can get that taken care of. But if you have original Medicare only,
that original Medicare is Part A and Part B,
then there are some holes that original Medicare doesn't cover.
Is that kind of like wearing a hospital gown?
Yeah. Yeah, you're not totally covered. That's
right.
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 That's right.
Right. That gives you a visual.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the first hole that original Medicare has is that original Medicare only covers 80% of your medical bills.
Right.
And so if you have $100,000 worth of bills, you're going to be on the hook for $20,000.
And that's of the Medicare-approved expenses.
That's right.
Yeah, not what, you know, the doctor's chart, they bill, and the providers bill pretty big numbers, but then Medicare knocks those down by, a lot of times, half to 60% or more.
Right.
But the Medicare-approved amount is what you're talking about, that you could be caught with the other 20% of that.
That's
which
true.
Could still be very significant.
That's true. And so if you go and say, I'm just going to have original Medicare only and nothing else, you're going to have a 20% gap there that doesn't have a limit on it.
Right.
So it can just keep going and going.
And you won't have outpatient drugs covered either.
That's right. So that's the second hole, is that you don't have prescription drugs covered with original Medicare.
But Charles, I only take two prescriptions and they only cost me $3 a piece.
So in that case, you might think, I don't need drug coverage.
Right.
I
don't. Why would I want to pay for drug coverage?
Right. And the thing is, if you don't get prescription drug coverage now when you're first eligible and going on Medicare, then you're going to be racking up a penalty that will come into play when you do get drug coverage, if you get coverage in the future. And so it's a good thing. We had a client, he said, you know, I don't need drug coverage.
Right.
I don't need it. Several years later, he came in and said, my wife's got cancer.
Yeah.
And we have some really expensive meds. And now that little drug plan that I skipped looked really cheap.
Yeah, right.
The cheapest drug plan now is like $6 a month. And
that'll keep that penalty from growing.
And, that's right.
And it'll keep you from having a penalty later. So
that's right. So if expensive meds come in the picture later on, that little drug premium that you could keep that penalty away can look pretty small.
Right. And you know, Charlie, my house insurance was due and it didn't on fire. So do I pay my house insurance?
Yeah, probably better.
Probably better?
Probably better. Yeah.
So I don't know why the thought is that, you know, I don't even take drugs. Why do I need drug coverage? Well, do you have homeowner's insurance? When did you last have a claim? So I don't totally understand.
Well, it's easy to think, I've been healthy, I've never taken meds, and
right,
maybe that's been their normal.
Right.
So it's like a foreign thing to them.
Right.
But once again, most people don't have a house fire either.
Right.
We still pay her.
Yeah.
But so, yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a quick 1 minute timeout. And when we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You are listening to Ask the Expert with Gary and Charles Skank right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. And welcome back to Ask the Experts with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. The offices in Independence are open. Give them a call, 620-331-8800. That's 620-331-8800. And Charles, what are we talking about here on part two of today's program?
Thank you, Kyle. So we're talking about people that are new to Medicare, and they are trying to figure everything out. And so we've explained Part A and Part B and getting on Part A and Part B. Now we're talking about the holes that exist in Medicare. And the first one we cover, there's a 20% hole on original Medicare that Medicare only pays 80% of your bills. Secondly, prescription drugs are not covered with original Medicare. Thirdly, dental, vision, and hearing is not covered with original Medicare. And if you've been in a factory or working and you've had dental coverage all your life, the thought of not having dental coverage in retirement can be a concern.
Right.
And so we have standalone dental plans. We have dental vision and hearing plans. We have standalone vision plans to cover that hole. And so there's different levels of coverage. Some people are pretty much maintenance with their dental care, get cleanings twice a year and the occasional filling or something. Other people need more significant work done. Whatever your level of need is, there are options available to meet those needs and to fill those needs.
And Charlie, we have a dental plan that don't have a waiting time on those bigger, more expensive procedures like crowns and that sort of thing.
That's right.
Not available in some states, but it's available here in Kansas with a $5,000 maximum per year.
That's
waiting time.
That's been a real big benefit.
Right, for those major expenses.
Right.
Right.
Most people are programmed that they have to wait a year, but that's not necessarily true.
Right.
The next hole that Medicare has is for cancer. Now, original Medicare will cover chemo, radiation, things like that. But you experienced cancer, Dad.
Yes, I did.
And there were a lot of expenses that were not covered by Medicare.
Right. We had travel to and from hospitals.
Mom had to take off work.
Yeah, mom had to take off work.
Hotel expense.
Right. Meals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of expenses.
Both of us was out of work.
Right, right. You were out of work and her both.
Right. My expenses went on.
Right.
My expenses went on, but we had a lot of extra expense associated with cancer.
And Medicare didn't pick those up.
Well, I wasn't on Medicare at that time, but
even if
my
you been
traditional
on Medicare,
health insurance didn't either.
Right.
Whatever coverage I had.
Right. And so
the extra expense associated with cancer. Maybe your family, maybe you have kids in Nebraska or South Carolina, and they need to come home. Maybe they don't have the money to come home, and maybe you want to help them come home. There's just extra expenses associated with cancer and serious illness.
That's right.
That is not covered by Medicare.
And so we have it now where you can get a lump sum cancer plan, where cancer is diagnosed, then you can receive a lump sum of money, anywhere from $10,000 to $50,000, $70,000 even, that can help offset those additional expenses. There's a last hole in Medicare that a lot of people don't really think about, and that is long-term care.
Right.
Some people are under the impression that Medicare pays for a nursing home. And or long-term stay in a nursing home, and it simply doesn't.
Right. Now it'll pay for skilled care. Mm-hmm. So you break your hip, and you go down, have surgery, and they want to put you in rehab, and they teach you how to walk again, and so forth. As long as you're improving, And they can mark improvement. That's skilled care, and that can last, I think, for up to 100 days. But that's all there is as far as Medicare goes and that kind of care. And so when you get to where you can't take care of yourself, it's called custodial care.
And there is no coverage for that. And what right. will happen is if you don't have coverage, they will start using up your assets.
Right.
Whether you have retirement accounts, savings, checking, even land not connected to your home can be used up, liquidated for that. But there are ways to
minimize those risks
and to protect your assets from the expense of a nursing home.
Right. Right.
And so in review, we've really talked about a lot of things.
Right.
Today, everything from the 20% hole that exists in Medicare, the drug coverage, dental, vision, and hearing, the additional expenses with cancer, long-term care expenses, all of those are risks. All of those can be significant risk that can affect your way of life.
Right.
And the good news is we have strategies in place that we can offset those risks, and we can manage those risks.
Yeah, and help have peace of mind. Help you have peace of mind knowing that you have a parachute.
That's right. And we make this, form this strategy with your resources in mind. You know, the best insurance in the world isn't any good if you can't afford it.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything.
The best car isn't any good if you can't afford it.
That's right. And so we work with your budget, and we work with in the constraints of what, you know, where you're at, your resources.
And wherever the most pain is, wherever you feel like the most pain would be in your situation, we want to try to eliminate that pain as much as we can.
That's right. That's right. So these are some of the hidden risks out there, even if you're going on Original Medicare. If you want a guide, you want somebody that can help you manage these risks and offset them, I'd encourage you to call our office. We're located, call or come into our office. We're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Our phone number there is 620-331-8800, 620-331-8800. Or you can reach us in our Coffeyville office at 802 West 8th. The phone number there is 620-236-6930. Call us or come in, and we can help you get ready for Medicare, to feel good about your coverage, and to know that these risks aren't going to be a concern for you.
Right, right.
So thank you, Kyle.
All right, guys. Again, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. Again, give them a call, 620-331-8800 at their offices in Independence. And again, we'll talk to you guys again on Friday. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will have students in from Field Kinley High School with their weekly updates. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.